The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
A ruling by a circuit court judge in Portsmouth may not make many in Richmond happy, but Portsmouth Mayor Kenny Wright was pleased, and the mayor said so on Fox 43 television.
Actually, we're elated. We knew from day one that this was unconstitutional.
David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project is here with more on that.
There was a story this week by Dave Forster, a reporter with the Virginian Pilot, which was one of the most clicked stories this week on VA News. The circuit judge has ruled that the General Assembly has exceeded its authority by granting VDOT unfettered power to set toll rates under the Public-Private Transportation Act. And this is the act that has been used increasingly in Virginia as state transportation funding was sapping away. There was no money to build new roads. Private investors would come in, build a toll road, operate it for a number of years, and expect to make a profit from it.
Now, the suit was brought by the city of Portsmouth. Their complaint was about a huge construction project that's already underway.
Basically, this is the Midtown Tunnel, which connects Portsmouth with the city of Norfolk, a route that's used by many people that go to work in the shipyards, heavily congested. It's needed upgrading for a long time. And the way to do it, the McDonald administration decided, was through the Public-Private Partnership Act. Starting in February 2014, there's going to be tolls on all the tunnels between Portsmouth and Norfolk. They'll cost an average worker who has to make that crossing a couple times a day hundreds of dollars a year.
So, David, not only is that project in doubt, but some others as well.
It's not only a big deal in Southampton Roads, but it calls into question the entire Public-Private Partnership Act, which is planned for several projects, including HOT lanes that would connect the Fredericksburg area on I-95 and into Northern Virginia.
The state will appeal, of course. David, our next story is not quite man bites dog, but it's man fights car. Why would anyone punch a Lamborghini?
That's a good question, Fred, but apparently it's happened in Virginia Beach. Virginia Beach Councilman Bill DeSteff said he came out of a function one evening. A man approached him and said, "I've just punched a car." DeSteff, who is a collector of some very high-end sports cars, said, what do you mean, show me? And the guy took him to the car and pointed at DeSteff's red Lamborghini where there were some dents.
And his purpose was what?
He told DeSteff that he punched the car because he wanted to see if he could dent it, and that he wanted one day to build a stainless steel Lamborghini that would bite, not dent if somebody punched it.
Oh, so then he was doing research for that project.
Well, apparently, yes, and this has got him in a world of trouble because Councilman DeSteff says it ain't cheap to fix one of these things. He wants the car restored to show car condition. He's got estimates as high as $19,000.
Well, the councilman is clearly on solid ground when he says it won't be cheap. That story was written by Margaret Mattray of the Virginian Pilot. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can go to vpap.org to see their daily compilation of newspaper reports from around the state. Click on VA News. I'm Fred Eccles.